This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today, the Nasdaq market will pay out tens of millions of dollars to firms which say they lost money from a technical foul-up during the launch of Facebook's stock last year. The exchange will pay out just over $40 million, even though traders estimate $500 million was lost. Sally Herships reports.
Facebook's IPO was supposed to start at 11.
They let everybody know it's not going to be 11 o'clock. It's going to be 11:05. It's not going to be 11:05. It's going to be 11:15.
Jamie Selway is with ITG, which makes software and hardware brokers use to trade stock.
And then not much happened.
Orders were coming in so quickly, Nasdaq software couldn't keep up. Selway says, imagine an auction. Just like a human, a computer auctioneer also needs a pause to let it know bidding is over.
The gap that the software was looking for to conclude the auction never occurred.
Gaston Cerrone is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says as markets have become more complex, we've seen more of these technical glitches. Take what happened to BATS, another exchange.
BATS had a problem with the handling of its own IPO, and they ended up having to kind of scuttle the whole thing.
NASDAQ says it's hired new staff, and it's raised almost $8 billion through IPOs since Facebook's. But Jamie Selway says it's possible companies may go with the New York Stock Exchange for future IPOs. That exchange lets human beings decide when auctions are over. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.